Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is PNT Talk to the Twins. I am your host. Butterfly. Woo!
We hear you. We hear you. And I am Angel Whitney.
We hear that.
I know you did. I
want it. And we heard it.
I know. That's what I want. So how is your day going so far, Butterfly?
Today has been fabulous. It has been very productive as usual. And I have had a great day doing things that need to be done. Of course, I have a list of other things to do, but it's all good. It's all good.
As long as you are accomplishing things in your day, then that's a great thing.
Yes, that makes it feel so positive,
Absolutely positive.
Well, anyway, tonight is love and relationships. And we're not just talking about love of, like a couple's love. We also talk about friendships and family and things like that. But tonight we are talking about couples. So just to make it clear. Yo, is there a song that pertains to this particular topic, Patricia, that you could think of?
Let me think. Oh, what's that one song?
Hello by Adele. Do you like that one?
Yeah, but is that about love? Your ex coming back?
It's a hello from the outside. At least I can say that I've tried to tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart. But it doesn't. It don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. Yeah, I think it pertains, honey.
Oh, no wonder that song is so popular.
Yes, honey, because she's telling the truth.
Yeah.
I like that, honey. I think we need to play a little bit of that before we get started on the show. Because I love some Adele. Everyone loves Adele. I mean, she's doing that. She's doing her thing.
Love her. I love her voice.
Adele, okay. Hello.
It's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like me. Everything they say that sounds supposed to heal you.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
My daily affirmation. And
you hear that? The devil's a lie. Go back. Go, Dale.
Hello. Can you hear me? I think California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell on me. Such a difference between us and a million miles. How long from the other side?
Butterfly.
Yes, that's the word.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town when nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. How long from the other side?
No good. That
oh,
right there.
That was
no good. Is that not the song, honey? That is the song.
Yes.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
I was thinking of my girl Toni Braxton, the song that she did with can't think of his name. Babyface.
Oh, Babyface and Toni Braxton. Yeah, she won a Grammy for that, didn't she?
Oh, I believe so. She should have.
Yes, I think she did. That song, yeah, that right there, that song was something else.
Yes. But, y'all, before we get really into the topic, we want all our listeners out there to know if you have a song, a good song on MP3, you need to send it to Talk to the Twins. We are reaching people everywhere. People are tuning in to the Twins, and
yes,
we want them to hear your song. So you need to go to Twice Twins, T-W-Y-C-E, Twins, T-W-I-N-S, @gmail.com. Hit us up. Send us your song, and we can play it on the radio for you. We want someone to hear your talent.
Yes,
that's,
yes.
That's the kind
yes.
of show we have. Yes, yes.
Yes,
but,
honey. But anyway, let's tell them about our topic tonight, because it's a juicy hot one, honey.
Yes. Our topic tonight is, can you be friends with your ex?
Ooh. And the answer is drum roll, please.
Wait. We didn't finish the whole question. The question is, what if he or she wants you back?
Drum roll. Okay, now. All right, now. That is something to think about. You have to be very, 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 very careful with that.
Yes.
Because, honey, because sometimes an ex is an ex for a reason. An
that
ex
word.
Is, yes, mm-hmm. honey. And when you go back in those treacherous waters, you
mm-hmm.
can get burnt worse than you ever been burnt before. Now, we have heard of some couples that have split for some time, long amounts of time, 18, 20 years, and get back together and happily ever after. Well, I believe that the Holy Spirit has hit them because that's the only way it's going to happen. Because if your heart is not right and your mind is not right and you're not ready to be in a relationship, don't do it. Don't force it. Don't try to stomp it in to a bag that won't fit, because it will not work. It will not work. So
if
your ex is calling you up, ring a ding ding, or sending you a text message, bling bling, however yours may ring, and say, I want you back. You better question that thing, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Like I say. And you know what? It ain't something I heard about. It's something I know about because I've been there.
Ooh, honey, this is a hot topic. I'm loving it.
Girl, it's juicy, girl. I'm going to need more than, like, 2 hours to talk about this one.
We got to redo this. And you know what? On here also, I found a quiz called Should You Get Back Together? With you, should you give them a second chance?
Girl, send me that quiz.
I'm going to actually post it on Facebook. I'm going to post it on Facebook because it is very, very, very pertinent that you take this test.
Yes, because you know what? It's one thing that you cannot get back is your time. And when you have lost time, when people are wasting time, especially butterfly time,
I know that's
not, that is not good, honey, because butterfly don't play that. Butterfly don't got time for you exes and false, what you call them? Them false ones that try to come back. She ain't got time for that. She ain't got time for it. Those, what are they called? You know what they call? Angel Wing, help me out, girl.
What, the comeback kids?
I don't know. The fake ones, what do they call them?
Imposters.
Them imposters, girl. Them exes can be imposters because you could be tricked into that thing and you be thinking that that's who you're supposed to be with. You get one of them soul ties that you have to get off yourself, out of your soul, because you be so tied to somebody, you be believing that that's who you're supposed to be with. So you have to be careful who you play around with, who you sleep around with, and who you hang around with, because it could be ugly.
Yes, it could not be a good thing. And then, you know what, it depends also on what, how you and your ex broke up. And if it was something that you just cannot deal with. I'm not saying don't forgive them, but you just won't. It's not in the. It's not in the cards.
Right. Well, you know what? We're gonna go to a break. We're gonna listen to Toni Braxton and Baby Faith. Do you want to hear Where Did We Go Wrong, or do you want to hear Roller Coaster?
Where did we go wrong, Hunter? Where did we go wrong?
Yes, honey. She did this song and this album. She has won a Grammy. Her and Babyface. This is so awesome. I can't wait. Hold on. It's trying to jump ahead of me.
Ooh, you just going. You doing.
Yes, girl. We need people to marinate on this. What if she wants you back? Can you be friends with your ex?
Good question.
What do you think? I don't know. That's a good idea, honey. Done that, tried that. And, honey, it ain't been pretty. I'm telling you now.
Oh, my God.
You got to be ready. It's a mental thing. We're going to rock it.
This is it. Girl,
that I gave you all my love. All my heart and soul. I thought you'd always be the one. But you didn't appreciate a single thing I do. You just left me with a broken heart. Didn't you? Ooh, try to tell you a thousand times. Ooh, you wouldn't listen. No matter how hard I tried, you didn't see me. So I loved you. Then you went to break my heart. Didn't you? What are we?
And I thought right there. Yeah.
From the very start, I was so into you. No, from the beginning, I was so, so sad that you. But you thought I cheated, that I played around on you. But didn't you do the same? Didn't you? Ooh, gotta tell you, baby. Gotta let you know the deal. Oh, and you first will say, if we're gonna keep it real, when you change it, how you hurt yourself. Oh, you broke my heart, and it's you. Where did we go wrong? Is it all my fault? Where did we go wrong? Is it all my fault?
Tony.
Tony. That's why she got that doggone rabbit. I'm trying to tell you.
You know, and we're excited. Tony Braxton's show is going to be coming out on 23rd. But back to the topic. Should you take your ex back? What if they want you back? And we have someone on Facebook, Young Star JC, one of the baddest rappers I've heard out here. Oh, yes, shout out to Young Star Challenger Group. He says, yeah. And you know what? Some have different opinions now. Some say no, some say yes.
Oh, so Young Star saying, yes, you should take him back. Oh, he must be missing somebody.
Ooh, Young Star, we like that, we like that.
But to me, when he says that, it seems to me that he has his head on straight, that he's ready to really be in, you know, like a committed situation, you know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes we don't know what we miss until it's gone, and then, you know, you think back and you think the grass is green on the other side, and you try to come back, and it's not the same. But if you've been prayed up and you feel that, okay, I'm ready, and I really want to make this work because she or he was really the best thing to happen to me in my life, then, yeah, I say go for it. But if you come back acting like a fool.
A buffoon. Didn't you say a buffoon?
Buffoon, a fool, all of that. A jackrabbit, or whatever. Then, no. I won't do it.
And listen up. On our Instagram page, we got Babyface Daddy all the way in the, what, in England?
Yes.
Babyface Daddy says yes. He says yes all the way in England, honey.
All the way from England is saying yes to talk to the twins. Take your ex back. If he or she wants you back. Now, that's two men that are saying yes. So it's something in the water, honey. It's something in the water.
It's cold outside. They need their loved one back.
Oh, yeah.
It's that weather. You know, it's cupping season.
It's, so, you know, that holiday, Valentine's Day, I know a lot of people say they do not celebrate it. But anyway, it's a holiday that's coming up. And, you know, you do want to be with someone special that you like. And maybe that ex was the one that you should have stayed with and that you want to, you know, do the rest of your life, you know, spend your life with throughout, you know, enjoy it together. So you can be friends with your ex. I don't know about that. Definitely irresistible. It's kind of hard to do that for them.
It's kind of hard, and it, like I said, it depends on how they left the situation and what you can deal with. Now, if they left the situation just because you two may have grown apart, you may have had a career goal that you guys didn't see eye to eye with, but you know what? That person has had time to marinate and see the beauty of that relationship and see that that you should have been a teammate with them and that they can't live without you, then, you know, that might give me an option to say, okay, maybe we can work this out.
Right. It's a choice. And both parties have to be on the same page. Oh, this is so juicy. But like I said, this ain't nothing I heard about. This is something I know about because I've been there. I've been there recently. As a matter of fact, you know, and I tell you, if it's going to be a roller coaster ride, you don't want to ride that ride. But sometimes they come back to do more damage, or sometimes they come back to love you more. And you can tell by an action. Love is an action word. Love, they will show you. Just a dog can show you love. You can tell when your dog loves you because he's going to come. He's going to be there for you. He's going to bark for you. He's going to protect you. He's going to wrap around your leg and show you love. But when so you don't have to ask someone, do you love me? They're going to show you. They're not going to necessarily do what your dog do, but they're going to show it in action. You see what I'm saying? Action speaks louder than words.
Yes. That is the truth. Yes. So Babyface Danny says yes. Young Star says yes. I mean, we got more yeses than no's. So I just don't know. I don't know what to say anymore. But
so let me ask you this, Angeline. Can you be friends with your ex?
Lord. Nope.
that's because you're irresistible. When you're irresistible, that's kind of hard because, you know, they start to try to spark up
things that had happened in the past that, you know, that they didn't, they want to see where would it have finished. So sometimes they try to come back to try to engage again with you, you know, engage and become a part of your life. But when you've moved on and have a new partner, it's, I don't know about that friendship thing, because that can be kind of disrespectful. But, you know, I've heard of some people that are good friends with their exes, you know, and I know some people say, well, I have children with my ex, so a friend with my ex, but it's some boundaries that must be laid down if you want to be friends with your ex.
Right, right, boundaries. And, you know, I think you should take it slow. You don't just rush into it. You don't, you know, you kind of got to talk things out and make sure you guys are in the same place.
Yes, yes, yes. Because it can be a tricky thing. Not saying that it can't happen, but like I said, you have to have your mind in the right place. You have to really want to be there and still have that chemistry. If it's there, I say go for it. But if not, don't waste my time. Don't waste their time. Don't waste no one's time, because you're in the way of the next one or the one that is supposed to be there. You're playing with fire.
Yes.
And people's feelings. You don't want to mess with anyone's feelings. You want to be able to move forward in life and, you know, wish them well, wish yourself well. But if, like I said, some say yes, some say no. We're getting all this feedback now. We're getting emails saying no. Some saying yes. But, you know, I think to each its own. And you have to just be careful. You have to be really careful with the decision you make. And my suggestion is pray on that thing, because, honey, your answer will come.
Yes.
I think I need to get on my knees and pray about this thing.
Yes, yes, because that is something to really think about, because, you know, they can come back, but are they coming back with a motive? Are they coming back because they miss you? Are they coming back because they really know that you are the one and you can work it out?
Yes, and that's where you have to ask. You have to ask that question, and you have to search yourself. Why did we break up? Is this fixable? You know, always forgive. Forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. So forgive whatever the situation is. And you have to go to the Lord. I suggest that everyone go to the Lord and get an answer from him, because your answer may not be right. It may be wrong. Ain't that right, Krista?
Exactly. So you gotta, you know, you gotta check in with the man upstairs.
Check in. We want to thank you tonight for tuning in to PNT Shop to the Twins. We are so excited about all the feedback we're getting. You know, love and relationships is something everybody wants to talk about. But right now, you're listening live to PNT Shop to the Twins.
Yes.
Talk to the twins
on Blog Talk Radio.
What were you
going
to say there, Angie?
Oh, I had been researching and I had found this ad that says, you know, legitimate reasons you should get back together with your ex boyfriend, and it's just saying all kind of stuff. It's just hard to say. You may be able to get back with him using some of the tactics that's taught in this reading here. You know, tread with caution. You got to take your time. Define legitimate, all right? Before I can start listing reasons, we need to define what I am talking about when I say legitimate. Having a reason for getting back with the ex isn't always easy to define. Each situation is different and will be unique. However, there are certain guidelines that you can look at to determine if you are right for each other. Guideline one, any reason stemming from this desperation or loneliness is not good. That's what I'm saying, motive. A truly legit reason for getting back together will have substance to it and can be explained in depth.
Yes.
And then let's take a look at some of the examples. Really bad reasons that women tell themselves every day, wanting to get back with their boyfriend. Bad reasons. I would die without him. My whole life revolved around him. I would never find anyone as good as him ever again. It will be different next time. So you got to have the right reasons as well. So, you know,
I don't think so. You still breathing, right?
Yeah, so you gotta really communicate, have good communication and discuss what everything that you're looking for and see if you are on one accord. But our show is about to end soon. We're gonna have to pick this up again on next week. We will be talking again about, can you be friends with your ex? What if he or she wants you back? How do you react, honey? We want to know your opinion. We already got a few people, even all the way from England, saying that they would take them back. And then we have some saying no. So this is going to be interesting. Make sure you tune in on next week on Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. on PNP. Talk to the Queen. I'm Butterfly.
I'm Angel.
That was extraordinary. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. We love you. Have a blessed night, everyone.
You are listening to Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Have a blessed night, everyone.
God bless.